So you're telling me you heard Taylor Graham die?
Hasina must have hit the detonator, which blew up an underground jet fuel tank. Sure sounded like it took the whole field with him, before the phone went dead, of course.
This reminds you of anything?
Like what?
A couple dudes getting washed down a river. One makes it out, the other gets hit with a piece of roof, and they figure he's dead.
Yeah, I know, but if you'd heard this explosion...
Time will tell, huh?
I guess.
In the meantime, we gotta start getting creative about getting home.
Yeah, Jamal said we can hang out here as long as we need to.
You okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine with me. Why?
Just wondering. And Mitch is pretty much set on staying, so he's out of the picture.
Yeah, looks like we're just a couple of world travelers hanging out in Israel.
Trying to get home. You do remember home, right, Judd?
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 45, The Big Chill.
Well, that ought to do it for this room.
You know, we should board up the windows, too. The sun won't be shining as much anyway.
Well, that might not be a good idea.
I'm done! Forget this! Forget you and forget you!
What's your problem?
I'm sick of doing your grunt work. That's all I do around here. Chop wood, carry wood, make my bed.
We're all working here, Janie.
And you make me work with that moron, Charlie.
I remember my mom's words so well. You don't work, you don't eat.
Whatever!
Okay, I kind of feel responsible seeing as how I brought her here.
I know. Let's lock her in the tunnel. And as a cruel and unusual form of punishment, we'll lock you in there, too.
Ouch.
So, any ideas on the game plan?
You got me. Mitch is staying with Yitzhak now.
Jamal ain't gonna let us stay here forever, especially when he realizes Nada's in love with you.
What?
You heard me.
She's my age. We're friends. End of story.
Don't matter what you say. That's the story.
Look, there's nothing I can do.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. You get Mitch over to Yitzhak's, okay?
The poor man nearly had a heart attack when he saw Mitch walk up. They had been told he was dead.
Wouldn't be the first time the dead walked around Jerusalem.
Hello, Father. I didn't know you're back.
Why is it that you are up so early, Nada?
Early? It's after 8 o'clock.
No, it can't be. The sun hasn't come up yet.
Are you sure your clock is right?
Look at your watches if you don't believe me.
She's right. I got 20 after 8.
Okay, so where's the sun? Unless...
Sion calls another one.
If this is the judgment, then it's going to get awfully cold, awfully quick.
This is Robert Clayton for Global Network News. Good evening. The Center for Meteorology in New Babylon reports that extreme solar activity is responsible for the lack of solar radiation experienced in the last week. Quoting Lewis Abbott, director of the Center for Global Meteorology, the darkening of the skies is the result of an explainable natural phenomenon and should not be a cause for alarm. Top scientific researchers have concluded that this is a condition...
It's freezing in my room!
It's freezing in all the rooms.
Well, maybe if you pitched in instead of pitching a fit, your room would be warmer.
I don't have a fireplace in my room!
None of us do. What's your point?
You know, we could all drag our blankets in here and sleep. There's plenty of room.
Yeah, that would guarantee that we could enjoy listening to Janie complain 24/7.
Hey, every plan has its drawbacks.
Ha ha!
That ought to do it for a while.
Big points for putting these stoves in the rooms.
I've learned to take all the prophecies at face value.
So, do you think any Christians will die from the cold?
That is the chance I would rather not take. Excuse me, please. I want to bring more wood.
Let me give you a hand with that.
So can I get you anything, Judd?
What?
Can I get you anything?
Thermal boots, a down jacket, and a cup of coffee.
Coffee I can get.
Well, coffee would be great. I haven't had any in months.
I'll get you a cup of coffee if you tell me about joining your group.
Group?
What did you call it? The underground?
Oh, that. Well, you don't need to bring me coffee for that. I can tell you that the only requirements are that you are ready to go anywhere and do anything God asks you to do, and that's it.
My father may object, but I am willing. I'll be right back with your coffee.
You were saying...
Lionel, hey! Thought you were helping Jamal.
I was.
Eavesdropping is more like what you were doing.
Look, if I'm wrong, I'll admit it. But I think you better check with her.
Oh, come on.
Here's your coffee, Judd. You want anything to put in it?
No, this is fine.
Lionel, there's a phone call for you.
For me? Let me guess, Sam?
Correct. He asked for you specifically.
All right. I guess I'll go get that phone call then.
Is he all right? He's acting just a bit peculiar.
Yeah, he's just anxious to get back home.
I see. And you?
I don't know. Kinda. Sometimes. I mean, we can't stay here at your dad's place forever.
There's no reason for you to leave anytime soon.
Yeah, well...
What is it?
Lionel thinks there may be something going on, you know, between you and me.
Really?
I told him we were just friends.
Your friend has quite an imagination.
Yeah, I guess.
It's just been a long time since I've had someone my own age to talk to.
Yeah, that's exactly what I told him.
Judd, that was Sam. He laid the news out to his dad.
Told him he was a Christian?
Yep.
Gutsy. How'd it go?
Not so good. He thinks his dad is gonna kick him out.
Yeah, had to see that one coming.
Yeah, well, if he does get the boot, he's not sure where he's gonna go.
Tell him he can always come here.
Are you sure that's okay with your dad?
He's taken in hundreds of people already. One more won't be a problem.
I hope you're right. Okay, Lionel, tell him he can come here.
I kinda already did. He'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, the lights went out.
The generator's probably just freezing up.
You think it's out of gas?
Shouldn't be. No. There's plenty of juice in here.
This can't be good.
My guess is the motor just seized up, which means it's not going to work again until the temperature climbs out of the subarctic range.
I got a feeling that won't be anytime soon.
Nothing yet?
He should have called by now.
Maybe his phone's out.
It worked yesterday. You think his old man's got him tied up someplace?
I don't know. Either way, we should try to find him.
What if it's a trap? They're using him for bait to nab us.
I'll go. They don't know me.
Yeah, right. Your dad'll go for that.
We don't have to tell him. He's got spare cars in the garage. We can be back before he even realizes we're gone.
Okay, that just sounds like trouble all the way around.
Judd said that a member of the underground needs to be ready to do anything and go anywhere. I'm ready.
I hate it when my own words come back around and hit me in the face.
Get some warm clothes from that closet. We leave in 10 minutes.
Oh, boy.
I'm glad you drove, Judd. I've never seen snow before, let alone drive in it.
Neither have too many others here. Worked out nicely in that we got the streets to ourselves. That's the house right there.
The blue one?
Yes. Now, before you go in, I want to know what you're going to do.
I'm just going to see if he's okay. If he's not, I'll bring him here.
So it's going to be that easy?
You worry too much.
What do you want?
I was coming to see Samuel.
Communion, maybe.
Hey! Let go of me!
You're with them, aren't you?
With who? I just came to see your son.
How do you know Samuel?
Don't hurt her! She's a friend!
A friend from where?
Just a friend.
She's part of the Judahite cult, am I right?
Father, it is not a cult. Jesus is the Messiah.
You blaspheme!
No! Everything the rabbi said was true.
All I want to know is where those other two are hiding right now.
I can't tell you that.
If you will not tell me, perhaps she will.
I will tell you nothing!
I believe differently, young lady. Soon you will be begging to tell us everything. What?
Looking for me?
Ha ha, I had the feeling you'd show up sooner or later.
Sorry I had to pull your phone cord. We don't need you turning anybody in.
Why, I wouldn't think of it.
Yeah, we kind of prefer that you listen to your son.
By all means. Go right ahead, Samuel. I'm listening.
I went to the meetings to hear the rabbi. The more I listened, the more sense he made.
He is the enemy of the global community.
He has taught me that there is a God who loves me.
I have discovered that truth as well. Nikolai Carpathia is my God.
Sam, why is there a light blinking on his watch?
Oh no! You have to get out of here! Hurry!
Come with us, Sam!
You're not going anywhere!
Get behind me, you two!
Get out of here!
Good news! Those are GC police officers! Who are you?
Father!
Nada, this way, right now!
Get them out of here!
John, help him!
Come
Father!
On, now!
You think you can waltz in here and take my son away from me?
No!
Father, we have to help him!
You will get into the car and not say another word. Do you understand?
Yes, Father.
Lionel, you and Samuel take my car. If the GC find it here, they will link it to me.
What about Joy? What about Joy?
Come, Lionel, we must hurry.
Great.
Get in there.
All right, easy.
Sit.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Leland Brayfield?
Yeah, that's me.
Amazing. You fit the description of a fugitive we've been tracking for about a year now. Of course, his name is not Leland Brayfield.
Then it can't be me, I guess.
That fugitive is a follower of Ben Judah.
Fascinating.
Are you a follower of Ben Judah's?
Well, he's batting 1,000 on predicting all the stuff that's happening. That's pretty impressive, wouldn't you say?
Do you know where he is now?
You can usually find him on the internet.
Mr. Brayfield. I really hate to do this, but Potentate Carpathia has just issued orders that the followers of Ben Judah are no longer criminals.
What?
What that means is that you will be released first thing in the morning. But until then, we'll be putting you up in one of our finest rooms. Your clothes are on the bed. Sleep well.
Thanks. I appreciate the hospitality.
You, American.
Me?
Yeah, you. Give me your blanket and I'll tell you something you need to know.
Something I need to know.
It will cost you your blanket to find out.
Sure, why not? You got a deal.
Thanks.
Okay, now before the suspense kills me, what can you tell me that I need to know?
You're going to be leaving here soon.
What makes you say that?
Your jacket.
What about it?
It's wired.
Say what?
They tagged your jacket since you're going to be walking out of here soon.
How do you know that?
Everybody goes in and out by the office over there. Guests are secretly checked for bugs by the radio detector up on the wall. Your jacket set it off when they brought you in.
Really? Looks like they're planning on trying to follow me.
Sounds about right to me.
Hey, enjoy that blanket. And thanks.
Is he gone?
They released him 5 minutes ago.
Help yourself to some coffee.
Thank you, sir.
Is this the tracker monitor?
The signal from his jacket is relayed to a satellite and bounced back here. This is our position, and this is his.
He's still in the building?
Looks that way, sir. Tracking. Sir, the units following Brayfield say they lost him.
Lost him? He hasn't gone anywhere.
They said he walked around the corner and then started running.
Look at the screen, you idiot. He hasn't gone.
Sir, it appears he switched jackets with one of his cellmates.
Ah! Officer, find me those kids! Understand?
Yes, sir.
Now go!
What is that?
We have visitors. Don't open the door until you check the door camera.
It's Judd.
Let's hope he hasn't led them right to us.
Judd wouldn't do that.
Knowingly, perhaps.
Dude, am I glad to see you.
Thanks for opening the door. I'm freezing.
What happened to your jacket?
I traded it.
How certain are you that nobody followed you?
They tried. I lost them.
You're sure?
I had a head start when they put a homing device in my jacket.
Say what?
And while they were watching the trace, I made a run for it.
With this jacket?
No, I switched it with another guy in the cell. According to the trace, I never left.
Ah, good. Now that you're back, I need to have a word with you all. Samuel, this involves you too.
What is it?
You gentlemen are all believers. This is very good. What is not good is the danger you are bringing my family. I do not appreciate you involving my daughter in your activities.
We tried to talk her out of it, sir.
I don't care. I've already lost one child. I have no desire to lose another.
Sorry. I guess.
I am too.
I can't afford to take risks. You will be leaving my house today.
Vicky! Vicky! Wake up! Vicky, wake up! You'll want to see this.
What?
The sun! The sun is shining! It's getting warmer outside!
Really?
Yes!
Oh, praise God.
I have been! It's gonna warm up! It's gonna warm up! It's gonna warm up!
Judd, take this. Don't let your mom see.
What is it?
It's a note from Nada. She gave it to me to give to you.
I don't care what he says. I'm glad you came to get me.
You're gonna need to get things squared away with your dad at some point.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
Did you read this?
No.
Well, you were right about Nada.
Imagine my surprise.
I know, I know.
What are you gonna do about it?
Doesn't matter anymore, does it?
Welcome, welcome!
Yitzhak, man, is it good to see you.
I thank you for taking our young friends in.
Come, another friend wants to see you.
Mitch!
Lionel, Judd, how are you?
We should be asking you that. You're the one that had the snot beat out of him by GC goons.
Judd, I am wonderful. I have been studying with Yitzhak here. I have been drinking in the Word and praying for leading from God.
How's that going?
Well, last night I had a dream. I was flying over the desert. I saw a river and people, hundreds of them, maybe thousands, who had no contact with the outside world.
Man, I can never remember my dreams.
I believe God is calling me to bring them the gospel.
You're responding to the dream?
Absolutely.
And you're running off to a desert somewhere?
Correct.
And how exactly are you going to get there?
God will provide everything we need.
All right, I wish you the best.
Let me say that again. God will provide everything we need.
We?
Oh, sorry. I failed to mention that in the dream you, Judd, were flying with me.
Any luck with the safe, Conrad?
Not yet. I poured water on the lock to freeze it before. Nothing. I tried to saw it, drill it. Nothing.
Either of you seen Janie? Not since this morning.
Yeah, she's probably chanting down by the river.
I looked down there. All we need is for the GC to find her. She'd probably turn us in just so she could go back to watching music videos in the slammer.
And bartering for cigarettes.
And selling blood to pay for tattoos.
And beating up the new kids to steal their desserts.
She's such a delightful young lady. Well, we better find her.
All right, Mitch, which ticket counter is God leading you to?
The one with no waiting.
Good choice.
I'm surprised by your sarcastic attitude about leaving, Judd. It wouldn't have anything to do with a dark-haired Israeli girl with beautiful eyes and smile, would it?
You sound like Lionel.
Just don't underestimate the vision God sent me.
Yeah, I'm really trying not to.
Good.
Can I help you?
Yes, please. We'd like two tickets.
Your destination?
We're not sure yet.
Excuse me?
Do you really think that Janie would head into town?
She's not the brightest bulb in the box.
Are you sure it's a good idea for us to go into Taylorville? Last time you were there, the police chased you out.
We don't have much choice.
Look out!
Hold on!
Was that what I think it was?
A frozen body?
Yeah.
I wonder how long before that sucker thaws.
Wow. That could have been us.
Hey, check it out. Over by Papa's video shop.
You think that's her?
I'll take a right. Get a closer look.
Yep, that's our gal.
Let's park the bike in the alley and see if we can come up from behind. If she starts hauling out of here screaming, it's gonna create a scene we don't need right now.
I hear that.
Psst, hey, you got any smokes?
No, but I'll buy... Hey, it's you guys.
Come here.
What are you guys doing here?
Looking for you.
Get down behind the dumpster.
So what's the story, Janie? Decided to take a little walk?
Give me a break. I was going nuts in that place.
So what? You figured it was time to wander into town and light a few fuses?
Speak English.
Hey, I know you aren't being treated like the royalty you are, but we are feeding you and putting a roof over your head. So you come waltzing into town, some GC grunt snags you, and in exchange for a pack of cancer sticks, you turn us all in. Is that how it works?
I went for a stinking walk. I didn't turn you guys in.
Yet.
I was trying to help people.
What exactly does that mean?
I was sitting in the laundromat and this lady was in there with her baby. She was asking for food and stuff, so I gave her some of the bread I had. And we get to talking, and it turns out her husband froze to death, and she's got no place to go and no way to take care of the baby.
And so you, what, drew her a map?
I said there were a bunch of religious types out in the country and that they had room.
Really?
You just want to let the baby die?
This ain't about letting the baby die. It's about how we go about helping people while making sure that everyone stays safe.
What's she gonna do, turn us in?
Gee, let's see. Needs money, house full of possible fugitives. Yeah.
No. She needed help.
All right. Where is she now?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
She seemed all excited. Then she said she'd be right back, and that's the last I saw of her.
Okay. That sounds just a little too squirrely for me. Let's get out of here.
Hey, Mark, who's the stranger on the back of your motorcycle?
Hey, meet St. Janie, offering care and compassion to the downtrodden world.
Come on. I figured you'd be happy about it. It's what you'd do.
What's what we would do?
She was in town, telling homeless people about us.
One homeless mom and her baby. It's not like I put up posters, for crying out loud.
I see. Is this woman and her baby coming?
She was supposed to meet me back at the laundromat, but she never showed up.
Conrad's hanging out nearby in case she does wander in. Then he's hoofing it back.
Okay, Janie, I can't believe you did that to us. The GC could have grabbed you. Then where would we be?
I wouldn't have narked
you
out. You
have no idea what they can do.
Oh, really? I think I know better than you what they can do.
What does that mean?
Mind your own business! Ugh!
Well, that went better than expected. What are you making there?
PB&J with the crust cut off.
Mind making me one?
Coming right up. You get any good emails?
Another one from Carl Menninger, this guy who knew my cousin.
Hmm, what's he want?
He wants to meet me. He's flying into Kankakee day after tomorrow.
Is that a good idea? That meeting him, I mean? We don't need to advertise where we are.
Well, I won't bring him here, but there are a ton of questions I need answered.
Like what?
Well, so he's stationed on the same ship as John, right?
Yeah.
So why is this guy alive and my cousin isn't?
That is a good question.
Janie, it's Vicky.
It's open.
Hey, I just wanted to apologize for getting mad before.
Don't worry about it.
I wanted to ask you something.
Don't let me stop you.
You said that you knew better than I did what the GC could do. What did you mean?
You ever get electroshock treatment?
No.
I did. The guards at the last prison I was in shocked me for 3 days straight just to find out who was selling cigarettes.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to set you off.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice to think that if I could keep a little thing like that a secret, even when they're trying to turn me into a light bulb, I can keep this place a secret.
Yeah. Good point.
Anything else?
Well, Janie, I gotta say, you get points for wanting to help someone else. That's great.
Yeah, whatever. Little good it did. You guys wouldn't even let me wait for her to come back.
Lionel, have you heard anything from Judd?
An LL ticket manager sent a message that Judd and Mitch caught a flight Southwest yesterday. He doesn't know where they went after that.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait for news.
Who knows if they're going anywhere where there are phones or computers.
What was that?
I don't know.
Everyone in here all right?
What was that?
Global Community News just announced that something fell from the sky this afternoon. What you felt was part of the shockwave.
Shockwave? Where did it hit?
In Syria.
What do you think it was?
I believe it is the next judgment that the Bible speaks of.
Already?
Yes. And this one is going to be worse than all the others.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.